It's Thursday, the 9th of January, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 1 p.m. news. The Ministry of Education, Arts and Culture has made significant progress in the marking and processing of examination data for the Namibia Senior Secondary Certificate Ordinary and Advanced Subsidiary Levels 2024 National Examinations. The Ministry, in a media release, confirmed that the results for both full-time and part-time candidates will be officially released on Tuesday, 14 January 2025. Executive Director Sanit Steenkamp.
We wish to state that the candidates need to be aware that the website and SMS service line will become active on that Tuesday, the 14th of January, 12:15. That is 15 minutes after midday. And all that the candidate needs or that is required is to have airtime and to submit the candidate's number, which is also on the admission permit, and send that to the designated SMS number of 99099. We will also have the results posted at the particular schools, the respective schools, and the circuit offices. And it will also be available for newspapers, those who wish, in the print media, to make use of it.
The Namibia Statistics Agency has released the Consumer Price Index data, which shows that the annual inflation rate for December of 2024 stood at 3.4%. NSA Communications Officer Petronella Namushinga has more.
The Namibia Statistics Agency has just released the latest Namibia Consumer Price Index bulletin, revealing that the annual inflation in December 2024 stood at 3.4% compared to 5.3% registered in December 2023. Now, on a monthly basis, the inflation rate was 0.2%, slightly lower than the 0.3% registered during the preceding month.
In news from South Africa, the EFF has confirmed that Mbuyiseni Ndlozi and Yazini Tetiana have voluntarily resigned as representatives of the party in parliament. Ndlozi was excluded from participating in the recent EFF National Assembly last month, the highest decision-making conference of the party. The EFF's Sinao Tambo says both members have been exemplary in their deployments.
The voluntary request to be released from deployment, which was sent to the Secretary General of the EFF consecutively and within days of each other, expressed gratitude to the EFF for the opportunity to serve the organization and the people of South Africa. The EFF has accepted the respective voluntary requests to be released from deployment of the two fighters who have diligently served the organization in their respective deployments.
China has detected a new mutated strain of the mpox virus as the pathogen spreads to more geographies after the World Health Organization declared the outbreak in Africa a new global health emergency last year. China's Center for Disease Control and Prevention said on Thursday it has found a cluster of a new mpox strain, with the source being traced back to a foreign national who has traveled to and lived in the Democratic Republic of Congo. And the United Nations has reported challenges in delivering humanitarian aid to northeast Syria, with border closures and damaged bridges hindering access. Here's UN Emergency Relief Coordinator Tim Fletcher speaking during a Security Council address.
First, the need to preserve and rebuild essential services. A second priority, protection of civilians. A third priority, the threat that women and girls will be marginalized. We need to ensure efficient flow of support into and through Syria. The humanitarian operation can make great impact if we are serious, bold, and committed.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.